It's a great kavod to be here today. I'm sure that the audience, according to Rav Levine's explanation, but foremost for Rav Levine, that we have something in common. They say in Yiddish, "Sinishtok an zufälligkeit." There's a reason for everything. His grandfather and my great-grandfather were the Rav in one of the biggest towns in Galicia before the war. So it's interesting that he gave me the opportunity, so there's a little hemshech hamshochet. He also told me that we have to talk a little bit stimulating. Something that stimulates the brain. We all know that today is Zeis Chanukah. It's the epitome. Zeis Chanukah is the epitome of Chanukah. In Shul today, there was an extra few psukim that they read, Chanukah Samizbeach. But one of the most important facets of Chanukah is Mahadrin Min Mahadrin. So we know in Din, you could be Yoitzer. There's such a thing as Lechatchila. There's such a thing as Bidiyeved. There's such a thing as a Minik. But Mahadrin Min Mahadrin means that you're going Lefnim Mishur Sadin. Now, people always know that a lot of times if a person has a dispute, if it's a friendly dispute, let's go to the Rav, let's go to the Rabbi, let's ask his opinion. And everyone thinks that going to the Rabbi, and the Rabbi is going to hold with Reuven, that means that Shimon is wrong and Reuven is right. For people that don't know what a Din Torah is, Din Torah is not always edel. It's not always modest. What does that mean? The Torah, the Din Torah, when a person goes to a Rav, or someone goes to a Beis Din Choshev B'Yisrael, and you have three different minds, three Dayonim, and they're going to come out with a ruling, you're going to say that that's not edel, that's not the epitome of halacha. How could that be? If you go to a Din Torah and you lose the Din Torah, these people are impartial rabbonim, they paskin against you, so you have to take it like a man, because that's the Torah. We don't have more than the Torah. The Rav was saying before that Torah is like Nivra Shemayim Vaaretz. He didn't say it. We don't have more than the Torah. So I'd like to read you two Gemaras, and I took notes on it because what I want to bring out, if you want to hear the whole Gemara, it's going to take an extra half hour. So I took out excerpts of the Gemara, and I'd like for you to be the judge to tell me after you hear the Gemara if this is fair. If you want to say edel, is this the epitome of justice, according to Din? Or, it's not an epitome of justice, and there's such a thing as Mahadrin Min Mahadrin. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara, there's two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Bab Metzi, if you want to look it up. And to make it a little bit simpler, I interpreted some of the Aramaic into Lashon Kodesh. The Gemara brings a Maisa that someone was loading.
What daf is this on, Rabbi?
This is Daf Lamed Amid Beis in Bava Metzia. The Gemara brings a Maisa. Ba'adam shayenoise masse shalaitim v'omad lenuach. A person was loading and unloading, eitzim, and he stopped. He stopped. He paused. V'omer l'Rabbi Yishmuel, and he told Rabbi Yishmuel, he saw Rabbi Yishmuel walk through. Hitin Elias Eitzim. Do me a favor. You know, I'm tired. I worked for a half hour. He saw another person come. Do me a favor. You start loading the Eitzim for me. Omalei, so Rabbi Yishmuel said to him, Kamu Shovaho Eitzim. What are we talking about? What is the whole Eitzim, the whole package that you have, the bundle of Eitzim, what is it worth? Amalei Chatzi Zuz. He said it's worth a half a Zuz. Nosn Rabbi Yishmuel Zuz, the Konei men. Yishmuel took out a half a Zuz and he gave it to him. V'hifke. And he made it hefke. He says, it's no more yours. The whole commodity is chotzi zuz. He took out he paid it to him. Now I made it hefke. And the Mefoshim say, v'hifke Rabbi Yishmuel ha'etzim. Why did he make the etzim hefke? Because he didn't want that the people that are going to come, that it should be gezel, chas v'sholem. So he made it hefke. Because if I paid you the half a zuz, it doesn't belong to you anymore. So I'm making it hefker that anyone who wants to take the eitzim, he could take the eitzim.
Sure.
Chozer bala eitzim. The bala eitzim, the person who owned the eitzim before, and he was koine from hefker. He made it hefker, so I could be koine. I was the former owner. He gave me a half a zuz, so I'm no longer owner, but he made it hefke. After he makes it hefke, I could be coin it. No problem.
Sure.
Shuv nosen Rabbi Yishmuel chatzizuz v'kono eitzim. So what did Rabbi Yishmuel do again? He gave him another half a dollar, a half a zuz.
Sure.
And he was kind of the eitzim. Rabbi Shmuel goes ahead and he tells everyone the Eitzim Ahefke. Ro Rabbi Shmuel Shuv. So Rabbi Shmuel saw the epitome of a wise guy. Not only did he give him the half a zuz, another half a zuz, he goes ahead and he sees that what? That he wants to do this trick again against Rabbi Shmuel. He wants to be koine the Eitzim from Hefke. Omer le Rabbi Shmuel, lekol ha'olam hifkati. I made it Hefke for the whole world, for the entire world. Or avaloch lo hifkati, the whole world except for you. You can be koine this. Rishoyim ask how we could do it on the Asher. We're not going to go into it. But Rabbi Shmuel saw the person is a wise guy. So the fact that he told him that I'm being mafkid for the entire world doesn't mean anything. So he told him I'm being mafkid for the whole world except for you. So the Gemara is a kasha. Who was Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel was the Rabbi Shmuel Feinstein of the Dor. It was the Chazaynish, it was the Ger Rebbe. Rabbi Shmuel was the G'doyle HaDor. Even Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. So how could that be that a person who's a Gadol HaDor, we have a din, Pomim Sha'atim Misalim, or Pomim Sha'einatim Misalim, which means that the Torah is Torah S'chayim. The Ramach and the Shesag, the Ramach mitzvahs, the Shesag mitzvahs. The Torah has every nuance, every daily occurrence that a person goes through. The Gemara has a solution for what a Gadol HaDor is supposed to do and what he's not supposed to do. Imagine you would have a Rebbe that has 30,000 chassidim, or a Sheshiva that has 5,000 Talmidim, and he's seeing a person with a bundle, and we know there's a mitzvah Teine, there's a mitzvah from Prikid, there's a mitzvah from Hashavas Aveda, but he's a God Ladoir. Is it befitting for this God Ladoir to go help a person with a bundle or with packages, or a woman that's across the street and going with packages? So the Gemara has a solution. Pa'omim sha'ata misalim, u'pa'omim sha'enata misalim. There are times that you could make believe you don't see. You could walk in the street and your eyes are on the ground and you don't see. U'pa'omim sha'enata misalim. So the Gemara says, Zokin ve'ene lefi kvoidoi. You're allowed to. The God Lador could make believe that what? That he's not seeing what's going on 5 feet in front of him.
The shayla is on the first time or the second time?
The shayla is on both times. In other words, the first time you could say...
No shayla, why not?
What do you mean?
The first time he wanted to be Mekayim holder, he had three mitzvahs, why shouldn't he do it? No one says he was a zaken, no one's, you know...
They don't think about it.
So you're asking good. The Shoidim and Achoidim want to say that, but other ones want to say he's not allowed to do it. Because if he's the God Ladoir, he's the your God Ladoir, and he's 99.5% of the entire population's God Ladoir. He's not doing it. He's not doing it for himself only.
He didn't physically have to pick it up. All he had to do is give him the hand.
Very good. They say that also. So, we're going to get to that later, and he is very good.
But after Rabbi Mishalom, he approached him, no?
I'm sorry?
He along the wood approached Rabbi Shmuel.
That's correct.
Then Rabbi Shmuel was...
That's even worse then.
Right.
He had the chutzpah to see. I'm sure he knew who Rabbi Shmuel was. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan korel lemonim bechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing the one that makes him pretty, that makes him handsome. A person's clothing, a Talmid Chacham has to wear, I'm sure, he didn't wear a fancy jacket, a gray jacket or whatever. Rabbi Shmuel, I'm sure, looked like a Rav. So he would know, even if he didn't know exactly who Rabbi Shmuel was, he wasn't a plain person. He looked at him, he saw who Rabbi Shmuel was. So the Kshayla is, how did he have the chutzpah even to approach him the first time? Help me. Okay. So the Gemara answers, the Kasha... I'm sure everyone understands it's a double-fold kasha. Why did he do it twice? Why did the other person have a chutzpah to ask Rabbi Shmuel to do it in the first time? What's happening here? So the Gemara answers, let me see if I wrote down what the Gemara answers. Rabbi Shmuel, Zokin Veina Lefik Vaidoi, Vayapata Melitoin. So the Gemara answers, Sha'asa lefnim mishuvos adin. So in other words, min adin, he didn't have to. Why didn't he have to? Because there's a p'tul, a chatchila, a zokein, ve'ena lefi kvoidoi, he doesn't have to. So the Torah understands different situations, and the Torah tells you, or tells us, that there are times, extenuating circumstances, that you could look away. And as we said before, it's not only the covet of Rabbi Shmuel. It wouldn't be befitting if Rabbi Moshe Feinstein would be walking in the street and see a person with a bundle and he's going to go and... It's not befitting. He's allowed to do it, maybe. But there's a p'tur lechatchila that he's allowed to look away. He's not going to get an aveira for it. Now the shaila is he going to get a mitzvah? That's in itself a shayla if he's allowed to do it, because as we said before, he represents Klal Yisrael. So the shayla is if he could do it. So the Gemara answers, huh?
If machal kvoidei, kvoidei machal or not?
Oh, but we say Rav shemachal kvoidei is kvoidei machal. Melech shekvoidam, very good. Melech shemachal kvoidei is zayn kvoidei machal. Rav shemachal kvoidei. But here it's even more. It's like an insult.
Yeah, he was here. He was like a melech. So we
No, maybe not. Why was he a melech?
No, I'm saying there wasn't a melech. But the God Lazor is in that gather.
But just going off a tangent, why do they say Rav Shemochel al Kvoidoi is Kvoidoi Mochel in Melech Hamochel al Kvoidoi ain Kvoidoi Mochel? It's good kasha. Why? Again, the melech is appointed by people. because it says in the Torah, "Sois tosim alechem melech, shetehei emosei alecha." So, in the Gemara says, "Simois harbe." That means that Klal Yisrael has a chiv to appoint a melech every single second. So, in other words, if he's no longer melech, you have a second later, you have again a mitzvah in same tosses of lecha melech, because you have to do it constantly. There's a difference in the English for continually to continuously.
Yeah,
so that's what I would.
A melech is a rebbeinu that makes him a melech, and a Talmud Chacham makes himself a Talmud Chacham.
Right, the Torah gives him that. The Torah same tosses of lecha melech. But we have here a kasha. We have here a kasha that we see that min ha-din, he's allowed to open up. He's allowed to close his eyes. And Shaila, is he allowed to do it? Yes, he's allowed to do it. But lechatchila, he most probably shouldn't do it. Shouldn't do it. Okay. So, the Gemara answers that he did lifnei mirshus ha-din. Okay, so the Hemshech of Gemara, that's why I wrote it in, there's a few lines to be skipped. The Hemshech of Gemara is Mevaya the Mokke. The Mokke from Lefnim Mishur Sadin. How do we know there's such a thing as Lefnim Mishur Sadin? And there's a Maile Yisere from Lefnim Mishur Sadin. In other words, Din, and then there's Lefnim Mishur Sadin, and it's better to go with Lefnim Mishur HaSadin than to go with it. So what's the Pasuk? So the Gemara says, the Pasuk is, V'yizartem eschem es hachukim ves hatoyrois, V'oidat lehem es haderech yelchebo, ves hamaise asheyasen. So he says, es hamaise, when it says in the Torah, what does it mean, maise? So that means din. Asheyasun, it repeats itself. What you should do, Zulif Nimishur Sadin. The Mashor says, what's the difference between Din and the Nimishur Sadin? Just a small caveat. So the Mashor, this is the Lashon from the Mashor. I'm going to say it, so it'll be a little bit more succinct. Mishum Hadova Hamas Alpi Din. In other words, there is a written law. You take out a Shulchan Aruch, it's the Ramot, it's a Beis Yosef, it's a Mordechet, it's a Prima Godim or whatever. He takes out Dvom Shebiksav, Iyat Rasham Lomur Bape, Inevenik, black and white, that's Din. That's Din. And if someone's going to read the Shulchan Aruch, and he's going to point out to someone, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, he can't say something orally, because Vom Shebiksav Yet Rishom Lom Rubar Peh, something that's written, you can't say your own Svaris. This is exactly what says in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Indian from what Asher Yasa. Umishum Lefni Mishur Sadin Hu Inyan Lishnei Baladinim. And this is very, very understood, very much so, that if you come to a dayan, the dayan could force you. Today it's not like in Europe, and this is perhaps we go off a tangent, and it's an important tangent, because most probably people heard it from their parents and their grandparents. Years ago, we're talking about before the Shoah, before Hitler, the Rav in the city, there was only one Rav in the city. There were three Dayanim in the city, maybe there were more. But they didn't get paid individually, they got paid by the call. The Rav got paid, and the Dayanim got paid. If he had one din Torah or he had 20 din Torahs, this was his job.
And the
shocht. And the shocht. So imagine if the Rav said treif and they came to him, it was treif. It's not like today in America or in Eretz Yisrael, any time the rabbi says like this, I'm going to go a block away. I'll get a... Because the Torah is extremely big. And we could go on that also, not to make the situation today to cast aspersions on Rabbonim. He says like this, I'm going to go off a tangent also, but it's an important tangent. Then we'll come back to this. There's a Mashah, and there's a Bnei Yisosra. He says kibat the same thing. A person comes to a Rav, and with a Shiloh. Today they don't come with these Shilohs, but I remember 40, 50 years ago they used to come with a Shiloh with a chicken. Today, you know what I'm saying? A broken bone and everything else. You don't even come to a Shiloh. A book of the Atma, the Shaf Medichta, a broken bone or something. They used to have Shiloh. Today there's no such thing. But he comes to two Rabbonim. And he asks the Rav, is it kosher or is it not kosher? So the Rav looks at it, and he looks at the person, he sees the person is a comfortable person, and he's on pension already, and he's making 80%, and he doesn't have to pay taxes and everything else. What does a chicken cost? It costs $5, it costs $6. It's treife. You know, it's treife. Come on. He's not talking with someone that's, you know, 50 years ago, there were no food stamps. So today, there's food stamps. Even the poor person is not dying of hunger. So what does a chicken cost to it? It's a treife. He goes away, he's not supposed to, but he goes to a Rav across the street or a few blocks away.
He doesn't know him.
Maybe he even knows him, but he's thinking, he has a different train of thought. And he looks at it. He takes out one sefer, and he takes out another sefer, and he takes out a Shalsa Tshuva sefer. And he looks at it. The other one looked at it for 2 minutes. He's looking at it for 20 minutes, and he asks him to walk out. A second, he paces back and forth, and then he's thinking. The Maidbida says one way, the Chassam Sofer says another way, the Shach says one other way, and he comes out and he says, kosher. So you'd look at that Rav, and you could say, I don't understand. I mean, what's going on? They're two Torahs. What's going on? This Rav says, Asa, and this Rav with a white beard, with even payas and everything else, he can't say that he's a modern Orthodox or whatever. He's also to say, how could that be? The Teretz is Azai. They're both right. He was Dan, him, was a Sufik here. If it was Vadei Treif, they both would have said Treif. But it was a Sufik here. So the first Rav looked at him and said, you know, Safik Lachumra. The second one said, Toire la bashemayim hi. Toire nosn levne yodam. Everyone knows the famous Gemara by when Yom Kippur is, and they brought Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua said one way, and Rabbi Gamliel said another way, and he says, if the halach is like me, Baskal yechiach, Emes hamayim yechiach, Gemara from Tana Shalachnoi. So you could bring. So the Gemara says there that the Baskel came out that Aloch is like Rabbi Shua. Then the Gemara says, "Emes Hamayim Yechiach." So Emes Hamayim. So Rabbi Gamliel the Nasi said, "Toyre la b'shemayim." Yitaka right on this world. So the Bnei Yisosa comes out and says, the Mashal that the person, the Rav, that was Matia. But he was Mater because he wanted to be Mater. He looked at this tshuva and that tshuva, etc. And he came out with a heter. The Rav that came out with a heter is going to have more schar than the Rav that said treifa right away. Why? See, Taitu's oyster the posse. Yagir chapeche kisoichal. Ashreche boile mazeh v'toivlach boile mabor. So he wants to say, Yagi Chapecha, you had Yagi in Torah, is Ashrecha Boilam Azeh, you ate the chicken, V'toivloch lo'oilam haba, because you had Yagi in Torah. So we see that it doesn't always mean that this Rav is less from than the other. You know, Avada, if the second Rav would look at it and say, Mutta, right away, it would be a problem. But he didn't do it right away. He was thinking and he looked for Sorum. Again, I must repeat that there wasn't Avada, it wasn't Vada Treif, it was a Shaila. So we see that going in a certain way, in a way that's Mekel, doesn't always mean that he's less from Haket, he has more Schar. Okay, we're going on a tangent. Yes?
A little bit more, mice, if the first Rav would have said Matan, the second one was Machma for whatever reason, because the Indian that he went to a second Rav means that you shouldn't ask like the second Rav.
The second Rav didn't know, but I'm just saying it was wrong by going.
The Rav was right in his psak, but the guy who ate it shouldn't have eaten it if he had his first psak.
That's true. But a lot of times it's very difficult to understand Eile v'Eile divel kimchaim. We have Beis Hillel, we have Beis Shammai. They're both right. How could that be? Yeah.
Similar, I heard a maisa once from Reb Zunkel Wasserman
that
they wanted to make, they made a, the government made a seminar for rabbiners, and originally they wanted Reb Yisrael Salanter to head it, and that's when he ran away. He went to Germany because of that, and then they saw what came out of that seminary, and someone came over to Reb Yisrael Salanter. Why didn't you accept it? It could have been different. So he says, you have to understand, a yeshiva is not a trade school. He says, it was a doctor. He said, tell me, doctor, if a poor man comes to you at 2 o'clock in the morning and he's got a sore throat, what do? Take 2 aspirins and call me in the morning. But if the rich man comes to you with the same problem, oh, maybe a glass of tea, maybe this, that's because you're from a trade school. A Rav, a poor man, comes with the shayla and the chicken, and you know that the person can't afford it, you're going to go and try just punkt verkehrt. The same thing over here. The Rav has to look at the circumstances and see what he can do.
Right.
That's why Kayach Datei Rav.
Right. But just to tell you how sharp Beis Shammai was, we're talking Beis Hillel, Chesnei Rois, Ha'alochike Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. In the Torah it says, Acher Rabim Lahatois. In other words, they say Rabbi Avadya Yosef, he was so brilliant. And a lot of times there was a machloikis between Rishonim and Achonim, and he used to weigh, not with a scale, if there were more Rishonim that said one way, he paskin that way. If there were less, he paskin the other way. And he said that Acher Rabim Lahatois goes on Psak also to see who is more to the side of his psak. The more Tamid HaChachamim that were on the side that it's muta, he paskin muta. If it was faket. So, but the kshayla is, also we're going on a tangent, but it's teurer. How did Beis Shammai have the audacity, if I could use that word, because Beis Hillel was a lot more than Beis Shammai. So Tosis answers, they were the mechadah de tvei. They were sharper. So Beis Shammai said, who says that Acher Rabim Lahatois goes on bodies? It goes on quality. One mind of Beis Shammai is more than 20 minds of Beis Hillel. Therefore, we have a right to argue. Okay. There's a discussion on that. I could hear. You could hear? Okay, just to go on this tangent, I don't want to leave you in suspense because it's a Musa Haskel here, and you'll see that there's more than Lefnim Mishur Sadin. There's Din, and then there's Lefnim Mishur Sadin, and there's 2 steps higher than that. How could that be? We'll see. So, the Gemara says, and the Gemara is Mamshech, Asher Yasun Zulifnim Meshur Sadin. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Loichol v'Yerushalayim Elo Shedone Badin Toira. The reason why Yerushalayim was Chorev because they paskined like din. That means the rabbonim, the botedinim, paskined like din. That's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. What's going on here? They took out the Shulchan Aruch in black and white, and they didn't deviate from the Shulchan Aruch, and Yerushalayim was chorev because they paskened like the Shulchan Aruch, black and white. Such a strong statement. How could that be? Other people want to say there's girsis, both things. There was sinas chinam, and the rabbonim paskin laidin. In the middle of the shiur or after the shiur, if anyone has a reason to say different, that din is not edel. And so much so that the reason that Yerushalayim was destroyed because the Rabbanim went on din. And even though it's codified, anyone you want to say it's black and white, but they still were, if you want to say the word dead wrong, they were wrong, and Yerushalayim was destroyed because of that. It's such a sharp statement. The Gemara in the Hemshech, in Lamed Amid Beis. So again, we're going to say it inside because time is short. So the Gemara, so Lechov Yishalayim Ela Shedona Boi Din Torah. So the Gemara is a kasha. V'chidonu Shaloi Kedin Torah. If you're telling me that what, that they made mistakes and they didn't paskin according to Din Torah, I can understand that Yerushalayim was destroyed. Elo dina de magisto ledayana. The Gemara says, kedayonim hadonim al yidei yisurim b'chazoka. That they were very, very strong, and opinionated, etc., and they didn't deviate, and they had their shitta. I'm not going to go into it, because elo oma לאכול וישלים אלה שהמידו דינים על דין תורה ולא יאסו לפני משור הסדין. That's what the Gemara says. So there's a Torah schayim, and it's kedai to say it in a venik. שאין הכוון שהדיונים לא היו ידונים לפני משור הסדין. They didn't. You can't say that the Gemara says that Yerushalayim was destroyed because they didn't they didn't pass in lifnei mishur sadin. Maybe they did pass in lifnei mishur sadin. She'ein b'koyach hadayonim lokif li'koneis lifnei mishur sadin elim nira lehem sheroi lasis kein. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch that it's a mitzvah eila mishpotim. I don't know exactly the, but you look in the Balaturim that it's a mitzvah on Dayonim to make a pshara. So the Torah Chaim wants to say that in the time when Yerushalayim was chorev, it's a gewaldige yisoid, it's not pshat that they didn't want to go lifnei mishur hadin. It's always best to make a compromise. And this is, I don't know how many more minutes we have. They say from the Belzerov, and this is a thing that you should take home and tell your children, and tell your children's children, because this is one of the biggest slogans you'll ever hear in life. Because if a person wants to argue and someone gets married, there's no such thing that two minds think alike and two bodies are the same and two ashkofis are the same. There's no such thing. And there has to be a clash. But the smart person makes a compromise. His wife wants it this way, and he wants it another way, and he's used to do it this way, and he thinks he's right, and she thinks he's right. There could be conflagration every 5 minutes. So there's a gewaltige Meise from the Belzerov, the first Belzerov. And we'll understand what's touched din, lefnim mishur sadin. He used to have a style that he used to fabreng, he had thousands of chassidim. The Belzerov was one of the biggest rabbonim in Europe before the war. We're talking about it 150 years ago. And he used to give a shiur to 20 chassidim at a time. whatever it took, 20 minutes, a half hour, and the next 20. He wanted to have a personal relationship with them, and he felt this is the way he could have. There was a chassid, a wise guy, like the Gemara talks here about the person that owned the bundles of wood, and he snuck in. He snuck in. In a second, the Belzerov was margish. He felt that this is a 21. He didn't have, in a second. So he said in Yiddish, "Matoch gizok no tzvantzik." So fashteitzach, the person who was the wise guy, picked himself up and is about to walk in the door, outside the door. So the Belzerov said, "Smach nishtois, you could sit down." So after the half hour, the people who were close to the Belzerov asked them, "Lechatchila makasava." Well, the safe makasava. If you have a rule of 20, and for years and years it's 20, why don't you teach the person a lesson? So the Belzerov had gesagt azay. It comes out better in Yiddish, but he says, "Wenn ich gesagt 20, aber ich gemeint jenem, er darf nicht ausführen." A rule is a rule, and there's no exception to the rule. A rule is a rule, because I'm going to allow 21, then it's going to be 22, then it's going to be 12. A rule is a rule. That the other person doesn't have to be the winner. When I said he should sit down, I said to myself, I also don't have to be the one that's the winner. That's compromise. Gewaltige Sache, what compromise is. And pshorot, ve'eila ha-mishpotim ha-shatosim lufneim, the Balaturim says that it's a mitzvah, because usually a din Torah is not one, two, it's so many facts and situations that go on for years and years, and there's so many sides, and there's so many edus, etc. Are we anurim v'tumim? Do we know exactly? Maybe this person telling the truth, maybe that person is telling the truth. He doesn't know, he wasn't there. He's trying to find out who is the Ramai, who's not. So the best thing is to make a compromise. And that's pshorah. And that's lifnei mishur sadin. So he's saying the Torah's chayim is that you could only make a compromise if both tzdodim want to make a compromise. Because if you come to a din Torah and both tzdodim say that they want to have din, if I'm right, I'm right, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, etc. There's no such, he can't make, the dayan can't make the compromise. The atmosphere in Yerushalayim at that stage when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, they had such sinis chinim, they had such animosity towards each other that the Dayan couldn't make a pshara. And Apidini wasn't allowed to make a pshara because it means you're taking away money from one without his askam and you're giving it to someone else. That might be gzela. If you make a compromise, today, if you shouldn't go to a din Torah, but we had a bezin for many years, and all the batadinim, that they make you sign a shtar berurim beforehand, that they're going to paskin samach ledin. And if you don't want to paskin, in other words, a shtar berurim, once you sign the arbitration agreement, you can't. It stands up in court because you both agreed that whatever the dayanim are going to say, so you agreed. 99.9, it's almost impossible to get any bezdin in the United States or in the United Israel or in Belgium or in France that a person is going to paskin al pidin. He wants that you should give him a little latitude. He gives both parties a little latitude to go not according to din 100%. That's what they have today. Kemat no bezin is going to accept the din Torah where you don't have latitude. Okay.
I want to give my theory, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We say that when you give a get, the Mezbeach cries. What's wrong with a get? I mean, a get is a
the Veltzach does it before the Makkah.
Right. If you have a
Gitness before Kedushin,
that the Dayanim don't cry over the results of their Pesach Halacha, you have a problem. Because you can come into a, where the din is very nuksha, you have a problem. And maybe that was the problem of the Churban.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that the Dayanim couldn't... You know, okay, so you got lost. You know, what do I do?
I just want to... I think that the limit is, what, a quarter to is the limit. Oh, of course. There's a Gemach. Sure, that's the Balaturim. Right. I want to tell you another mind-boggling Gemach. But the Gemach is an open Gemach. And again, I try to make it bekitzer, and you'll understand why there's such a thing as din. We just learned lifnei mishuras hadin. In other words, we're going back to Rabbi Shmuel. Really, he didn't have to do it, but he did lifnei mishuras hadin, etc. No, fine. There's a Gemara in Pei Gimel Omid Aleph. Look in the Gemara, Bava Metzia. Same Bava Metzia, Pei Gimel Omid Aleph. It's kedai to say it over. Rabbi Baba Chonin, Socha Poyalim, Lahave Leichavitz Yayim, Mimotim Lemotim. We're going to give a marshal. Like someone wanted to move something from Crown Heights to Lakewood, or from Borough Park to Lakewood. What did he have? He had Kada Yayin. Chavis Shel Yayin. And, okay, how much do you want an hour? $20 an hour, no problem. Okay. He had two people, they're going to deliver the wine or the beer, whatever it was, from Borough Park to Lakewood. Sure. Vishavru lo yoisam, and they broke the barrels. And there's a machloikis if it was pshia, and what pshia means, but we're not going to go into it, if it was pshaya. But they really, it was an accident, a little bit, maybe they should have been more careful, but they didn't do spite work, it broke. Maybe they should have put cushions underneath, maybe they should have put belts underneath, because it was a machlokes reshoinim if it was korev lipshi, it's not. Okay, so you broke my barrels, and I had no problem giving you $20 or $25 an hour. That's what we made up. But you broke my barrels, and the barrels were full of wine or full of whatever. So I went ahead and took each one's coat, whatever gleimer means, the beggar the Elliot. Broke the barrels. A barrel of wine costs $500. So I at least have a coat. I don't know what the coat is worth. Well, it was worth $50. I at least have something from you. So they came to Rabbi Baba Chonon. They came to Rav, I'm sorry. And they said to him, maybe we should say it inside. So they came in front of Rav. Omalei Rav le Rabbe Baba Chonon, Hav lehu glumaya. He heard this version, and he heard the other person's version, and he says, please give him back the coats. Give him back the coats. So the Gemara is, Dinei Hochi. That's the din. I made up with him. I didn't pay a minimum wage. What's minimum wage today? If I say eight and a quarter, I paid them $20 an hour, $25 an hour. I didn't bargain with them on price. They were supposed to deliver it, and they were supposed to be more careful and not break it. So where did I go wrong? Why should I give them back the coat? The coat is only worth $50. The chavis yayin is worth $500. At least that. Give them back the coat. That's what you're saying, Rav. There's such a thing as Mehechendanto. Mehechendantoni. Where are you coming from, like? Rabbi, where are you coming from? Where do you see black and white? Such a thing. So this is, I have a posik. There's a posik in Mishlah. Leman teilech bederech toivim. Go in the right way. The right way is, they didn't mean it. They didn't take an axe and break the barrels. Yes, maybe they should have been more careful, etc. But you're taking away their coat. How do you do such a thing? Sure. So he's asking, Dina Hochi. He's asking Rav. Rabbi Baba Chonon is asking Rav, this is the din? So he says, Leman Telech Bederech Toivim. He says, Dina Hochi, that's the din. That's the din. Sure. The Maisa gets a lot worse. A lot, lot worse. And I'm going to tell you the lashon on it. And you're not allowed to paskin on Rachmanis. But I have to. I took out the lashon from my Ramish and I made it. So he tells him like this. Amrelei l'rav amia onu. We are all malite. Okay, we're not doctors that get or lawyers that $300 an hour, $400 an hour. It's true we get a little bit more than minimum wage, but we're not Spanish people standing on the corner here. We do this for a living. We're day workers. We're poor people. We spent from 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we spent 8 hours, and he was supposed to pay us $20 an hour or $25 an hour. We want to have wages. We're poor people. We don't have what to eat. So Raf says, give him the wages. Give him the wages. They broke something for $500. We should give him wages? That means I lost $500. I have to pay each one $20 an hour. So I didn't lose $500. I lost $820. Each one 20 times 8. Two people. What's going on here? So he says, Din Ochi. That's the din? Not only I have to give him back. Not only do I have to give him back the coat, but I have to pay him? I break something? I thought, what's going on here? So he says, yeah, that's the din. Where does it say black and white, Rabbi? You know, you're coming. I want to know where you, which book did you take it from, Rabbi? So he says, there's a second half of the pasuk. It says, Leman telech bederech toivib v'oichei sadikim tishbun. It's a pasuk in Mishnah. So the Goyin says, I once saw it from the Goyin, I don't know where he says it, but the Goyin says, if I remember correctly, but what we see from here, there's such a thing as din, right? There's such a thing as lefnim mishuras hadin, because they all ask, reshoinim and achoinim ask a kasha, why do you have to come up with a pasuk? From Mishnah, come up with the Torah says, es haderech asheyel chedoten, you know, asheyasim. We have the lefnim mishuras hadin. We have from the other Gemara here. Why do you have to go to a pasuk in Mishnah? So they all say kimat the same. That min haTorah, he surely wouldn't have to pay him for the schir yoyim, and might not have to pay him even for the giving back the jackets, because he should have been more careful. From the Torah, he couldn't bring a raya that he has to pay wages and give him back the coat. So he had to come to a pasuk in Mishnah again. Leman telech bederech toivim v'oichei sadikim tishbun. So the Goyin explains what that means, and we'll understand what that means. So we know we have din, we know we have lefnim mishuras hadin, we have a madrega higher than lefnim mishuras hadin, and we have a madrega that's even higher than the other one. So the Goyin gives to understand, and perhaps this will remain in our memory, there are many ways to go to Monticello. Years ago there was very few ways, old 17, today you could go with a quick way, you could go through New Jersey, you could go from one place in Brooklyn to another, you go on Ocean Parkway, which has 6 lanes, 3 lanes and 3 lanes, you could go with the service road, you could go to Williamsburg through the BQE, you could go through Nostrand Avenue, the Bedford Avenue, till you go to Williamsburg. The path in life, you could get to the destination from different places. And then he says, there is another way you could go. There are shortcuts, but you can't go with a car. There are trails, but that trail is not going to take you around. You might, if you'll walk, and you're able to walk, it's a much shorter distance. So the Goyen says there's such a thing as Ocean Parkway. I'm giving you that, Marshall. There's such a thing as the highways and the byways, and then there's a small trail. A tzaddik goes with the path. There's no asphalt on it, etc. There's a different Shulchan Aruch by a person who's edel, or a person who's mevater, who makes the compromise, who's the mahadrin mina mahadrin. So, and I'll pidin, and I'll challenge anybody, and this is a Musa Haskel in life, din is not edel. It's not edel. Torah says that's the din. If you want to be yoitzer, yeah, he's wrong and you're right. But is that the way to go? No. The way to go is to make compromise. No one is an Urim V'Tumim. No Rav today has the special spiritual know-how who's right and who's wrong. So we see from here that not everything that is in the books, that's a b'dyeved, really. You come to Isk, but is the right thing to do? Avada not. From these two gemaras, and the Rishonim and Achoinim always bring these two gemaras, we see what's tied, the epitome of doing the right thing and understanding the other person. And now we'll go a little bit, maybe 5 minutes on Chanukah. Maybe 5 minutes.
So,
yeah.
You have a choice to be a Dayan, to do one of the three, four methods.
No, but again, you could only do the methods if they allow you to. Because if someone is going to come to you and say, I don't want to be a tzaddik. I don't want to be a Roshu, but I don't want to be a tzaddik. And I don't want to be this tzaddik, the epitome of no.
But also, practically, if it's a shaila where you know there's going to be a problem, halacha, because, you know, we're not about the madrega today, is not the madrega even of 150 years ago. So, apshara, you're always better off, because you come out clean out of it also.
Right.
Besides which, if you're a little not honest, the Shara is very good.
But if you have sinas chinam, right. you know, I want to bury the guy.
Right.
The person is coming from no place, and rabbi either one way or the other, and then he curses the rabbi because the rabbi passes against him. Then it's even worse. Before he hated the one person, now he hates two people. Maybe four.
What happens if he can't pay the wages unless he sells the wine?
Again, it's Dina Hochi. Again, I just want to end. Rav looked at Rabbi Babachonon. Rabbi Babachonon was a Talmud Chochem. And he knew that he was a Talmud Chochem. And looking at him, the Mefarshim say that for you, that's the din. Maybe for someone else, it's not the din. But you, you're a person that's mevata and you're a Talmud Chochem and you can understand other people. You, that's the din. Leman telech b'derech toivim. Maybe for someone else, it wouldn't be that way. It could be that if the person would be poor himself, maybe he wouldn't paskin that way. That's what they all learn. But that much latitude. But we want to understand again when we come here from here away from here that din Torah is not edel. Same Torah, it's black and white. But there's a fifth sense, there's an emotional sense, and again we're not Urim V'Tumim, and no person could know exactly. That means when you make a pshara, when you go to a din Torah today, and you have the latitude, the Rabbonim, the Dayanim have a little latitude, of course, if they know the person is a Ramai, he's a liar, they're not at the Paskin Pshara. But they don't know 100%. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because what is the way out here? If we go further, the way out here is if they were Pesheyo or not. In other words, the ruling here, they didn't take, as we said before, they didn't take a hatchet to break the wine, but they should have been more careful. If you're movers, you should have put a belt on it, you should put a cushion on it, etc. And they're going to say, well, I could put a cushion on it if he pays $50 an hour, but he's only paying us $20 an hour. I mean, it's not the epitome of movers here. You know, the same people take double and triple, then you could have blamed. And it didn't tell you that there's so many angles, etc., to address. But we see from here, yeah.
Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, the basic, not talking, they did halacha, but they also came from backgrounds that affected their hashkafa, let's say, and their halacha. We see that Hillel bent over for the Ashirim, and Shammai bent over to be mater for the Aniyim. So they Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, but
right. There
was that individual.
I just want to end off because the time is. We know that today is Ois Hanukkah, so they all ask a kasha, why is it that the whole mess of Hanukkah was because they didn't have oil, and they found oil, munach, b'choy samay shakoyin gadol. First of all, they ask a kasha, what does it have to do b'choy samay shakoyin gadol? The Kohen Gadol was the epitome of the big Gadol b'Yisrael. He was chosen to be the Kohen Gadol. He was busy taking a seal and making a plumber on it. Well, what's going on? It wasn't his job even. His job was to be Kohen Gadol, not to be bothered with inventory. So first of all, the kasha is, what does this have to do with... The Gizbah was in charge of it. Not the Gizbah should have had the... So they want to say, that's one kasha. Another kasha, we know that oil, according to the Rambam and Mayadim, that oil that's tamei is hutra betzibah, so they didn't need the days and make new oil, they could have used the tamedika oil. So the Chiddush HaRim says that why do we say mahadrim in a mahadrim is because it was the private oil of the Kohen Gadol. And he used it for minchas chavitim. And shemen zayis zoch didn't have to be used for that lokas aneris in the Beis HaMikdash, but he had private oil that he used for minchas chavitim, and it was shemen zayis zoch. That's one thing. There's another thing that you should remember for next year, that people that know it, it's an interesting thing. And the Goyen says it, and I heard this from the Prima Godim, and I never saw it inside, but at the end of Miketz is every time that we lay in Hanukkah. Parshas Miketz always falls out either the first week of Hanukkah or the second week. If you look at the end of Parshas Miketz, you'll see it says, V'teivoysov alpayim chofei. You look at it, Avyoysis tal alpayim chofei. Look at the Chumash at the end. Why is this? Because we laid, according to Din, that we only have to lay 8 candles, one for each night. Ne'er is 250. 8 times Ne'er is 2,000. The Chof Hei B'Kislev is Hanukkah. One other message of Hanukkah, an important message, maybe a more chassidish method, but we could understand it. They say the hadlaka oisim mitzvah, the lighting, the kofzer zochik law, the kofzer ein zochik law, we pass in the kofzer, if it extinguishes, we will mekayim the mitzvah. But we know that the ikim mitzvah is the hadlaka, the lighting. That means that what do we tell our children? We have stories from our parents, our grandparents, but the ikke mitzvah of the hadlaka is the hislahavis, the bren of a mitzvah. A person could be by the neiros and understand the mess and understand what means v'rab miyat miyatim. If I understand v'rab miyat miyatim, there were only a handful a handful of Jews that were menatzeach the goyim, that were thousands and thousands of goyim. Like people in Yiddishkeit, I remember in 67, that people saw in 67, nisim geluyim in Eretz Yisrael, that the Syrians were on top of the mountain, we were all the way down. They didn't shoot with water guns and everything else. And we were able to, we were surrounded from Yerushalayim, we were surrounded from the Syrian, from the Golan Heights, we were surrounded by Egypt and everything else, and we were menatzeach. So if a person understands that, what it means, and if a person understands that the greatest civilizations, we had Rome, we had with, you had Yovan, Greek civilization, nothing left of them. And it says in the Torah, Taka ki ata miyat mikolo amin. But like Beishamai, a difference between a Yid and a Goy, one Yiddish a cup against millions of Goyim, etc. And throughout history, we were persecuted, we were annihilated, we were killed in the worst ways. And still, we see Hashgach El Yoyne, and if you look at the news, everything has to do with Yidden, with Alsting, if it was Ruby and Oswald to give an Ayit, and if you have the Einstein of the world that made the atomic bomb, with Alst is Yidden. So we are different. So we have to understand that the message of Chanukah, while we're leaving Chanukah, is the hadlaka oisimitzvah, the hislahavis, the bread, and if someone does something, he has to understand the ikizach, that we are a nation that we are really envied. That's why we are persecuted and we're hated, because we're envied, and that's the truth. They know who the Eden are. They know the heads of the Jews. And hatoifes chechamike vi'oimed, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if a person takes the nechamike vi'oimed, and he's stationary, he does nothing, he doesn't do the hadlok, he's oimed, he's layosiklum, he didn't do anything. That means you have to be moisach v'hoilach. It's our job to tell our children and our children's children the ethics of Yiddishkeit, to takilaman telech b'derech toivim v'yoyche tzadikim tishbun, that we do, Yidna different, Yidna zena rachmonim b'nei rachmonim. I had an accountant, a goyish accountant, and he said, Rabbi, I have to tell you. He was an older man, and Mr. Stoli was about 70 years old. 99, until you became my client, I was 99% with Gentiles. He was an accountant for Gentiles. Since you became my client, you recommended this person. I can't believe how much stock a Yid gives to how much stock a millionaire goy gives. It's mamish. We are different. Our essence are different. I don't know, whatever it is, we have the same eyes and the same ears and the same blood and the same everything else. But ayit is fault ayit. Kol ayidach mimena nidach. So the message of Chanukah is that we are achmonim b'nei rachmonim. We have to instill in our children, our grandchildren, the inyan of Chanukah. That if Rabbeinu Shloim wants, everything is Ashkocha, and it's Takib Rabbim Miyat Miyatim, and you have to open your eyes and see, people is cautious and everything, we don't have all Terutzim, because we are only Boss of Adam, there are Terutzim. Rabbeinu Shloim, Takib Helfen, that everyone in his family should understand the message of Chanukah, and so sign the Rikoisim Lochem Lachet Brocha Ad Belidai.
Very, very much.
And I want to end off that you have no idea what diamond you have here. You know what I'm trying to say?